This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal. What happens over the weekend in Osaka may or may not get us to a tariff truce, but there is one thing we know for sure. For a whole lot of people in this economy, things have changed since the Trump administration began imposing tariffs for real a bit more than a year ago. And while you've heard from plenty of people on this program who've been affected, tariffs are a whole nother thing if your job is to help companies get imports into this country. Here you go.
My name is Gretchen Blau. I'm a licensed customs broker in Erie, Pennsylvania, and I work for Logistics Plus, and I file all the customs paperwork that's necessary to import goods into the United States. Here in Pennsylvania, my dad worked for the steel industry back in the 60s. There were frequently layoffs at that time because they were competing with foreign steel even back then. And his dad also worked in the steel industry, just, you know, working in the steel mills. So they would actually have to compete for the same job when they would call them back to work. My father basically said, I can't keep doing this. I need to find a different way to make a living. So this has been going on for a while. And it kind of seems like that it's a problem that's been ignored for a long, long time. So these, I don't know if you'd want to call them radical changes, but in trade policy, are trying to make up for something that perhaps the government should have been watching all along. Before these tariffs went into effect, I would go to networking events or whatnot and start to explain what I did. Oh, I'm a customs broker. And they'd say, well, what exactly do you do? And I'd start telling them. And I always had a short version because it's really more than anyone wanted to know. Their eyes would start glazing over. Now they start asking you a lot of questions about, you know, the trade policy. How does this affect me? How does this affect the country? Do you think this will accomplish what it's supposed to, that type of thing, because they're seeing it on the news, and now all of a sudden they can relate to it much better. I always said my dream job would be a job where I could just sit around and read all day, but I didn't expect it to be the Federal Register and legal regulations like this. I wanted it to be fun stuff. But yeah, you need to be able to tell people stuff off the top of your head, and they kind of panic, so they want an answer quickly. Recently, I had to put in some flooring, and the gentleman that was doing it explained, well, if you pick this one, it's coming from China, and the price will go up because of the tariffs, and then started explaining it to me, and I said, oh, I do this every day. I know what's going on with this, so... And then he started asking me questions so that he could better understand.
Gretchen Blau out of Erie, Pennsylvania.